You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Dennis O'Dwyer. He is the co-founder and CEO of Wide Open Spaces, the leading social commerce and content site servicing the hunting and fishing community. Dennis previously held senior roles at Yelp, Yahoo, Hot Jobs, and more. Dennis is a lifelong angler with a growing passion for hunting. Dennis, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on today, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Hey, you're very welcome. So tell us about Wide Open Spaces. It has a great catchy name for it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Wide Open Spaces is exactly as you read it out there in the intro. It's social commerce for sportsmen, specifically in the hunting and fishing vertical. We go out and find under-the-radar brands and the favorite brands that you grew up with, that your dad taught you to fish or hunt on, and curate deals for our members. It's a membership-only website, and every day you get a email blast with four or five new brands and upwards to 50 to 100 new SKUs every day on deals that are anywhere from, 40 to 60% off, sometimes upwards to 80% off when we get a really good deal, but generally range in the 40 to 50% off area.
Very good. Why is there a need for Wide Open Spaces today, that you think?
Yeah, it boils down to a couple of things. When I was when I moved to Texas, I like to say I became a born-again sportsman, and I was going online, and I was struggling to find what I wanted in an easy-to-use and digestible format. I was so busy traveling and the like, I just didn't have the time to go out and find the products I wanted. And talking to other consumers, they were having a similar challenge experience, especially when you live in the country, as 60% of our members do. There's not accessibility to a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shop that's within driving distance. So what we saw with that issue was, hey, if we can go out and curate these deals and find them, because they're not going to find them in their local brick and mortar store, they're not going to get access to a big box retailer. If we can get these out in front of customers, there'll be a demand for it, and we're seeing 20% month over month revenue growth. So I think it's resonating with the customers. There's a sense of serendipity in that you get a bunch of products that you might not get exposure to, and you get your old favorites pretty regularly in your email every day.
Very impressive. Who signs up for the service, and what do people tend to buy on Wide Open Spaces that they cannot find anywhere else?
We cater to sportsmen. We have both male and female members. We skew a little towards the male side just because the participation within the fishing and hunting sports is much higher. And they sign up generally through Facebook or through a Google search engine result. They're out looking for discounted hunting gear or discounted fishing gear or apparel. And that's when we get exposure to them. And we tend to have a lot of people that are outside of metro areas. All the funding in social commerce and all the companies out serving the social commerce space are really attacking urban males and females and suburban parents. And we see this large underserved niche that now has ubiquity in broadband and ubiquity in the sense that they all have a smartphone. If you're in a one stoplight town in the center of Texas, or you're driving a combine in North Dakota, you've got a smartphone in your hand and you're using it regularly. So we just wanted to give those people services that everybody else, guys like you and I are in this space, have been enjoying for a long time.
Today we're joined by Dennis O'Dwyer. He is the co-founder and CEO of Wide Open Spaces, the leading social commerce and content site servicing the hunting and fishing community, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dennis, are you giving smaller mom and pop shops an opportunity for exposure?
Yeah, we are. Great question. We go out and try and find what we call under-the-radar brands. These are the brands that can't afford to advertise on the Sportsman channel or get an Outdoor Life, but do have great products. They're just not experts at getting distribution, or they don't have enough demand on their product yet to get them into a big box retailer. So what we do is we go out and partner with them, and we get them in front of about 200,000 members over a four-day period to give them exposure at no cost. All we ask is that they discount the product and give our members a good offer. And it really works out for them. Time and time again, we do this, and they call and tell us they had a spike in sales on their own site. And more importantly, we hear from them often that, hey, we got a call from a couple buyers from a local regional store who was interested in getting some demo products for their stores or learning more about the product. So it's rewarding in that sense, and that we're helping the small guy compete against some of the big guys in the space.
And what's the bigger vision or plans for the future with Wide Open Spaces?
When I came across a problem of out researching to buy hunting and fishing products and gear and apparel online, I noticed even a bigger issue with the community and how content is served to sportsmen. It's in the traditional forums that you remember and chat rooms that you remember from AOL 1998. Really antiquated platforms that don't have social and mobile features. So we're launching a community similar to a LinkedIn type model, but we're doing it for sportsmen. So it's going to be a social community for sportsmen around brands, and this will also give exposure to those smaller brands, to members, to people who are passionate about hunting and fishing that they necessarily wouldn't get if they just put it out on the web themselves.
Very good. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Wide Open Spaces online?
Sure. Just head over to www.wideopenspaces.com, and you'll be able to click and sign in real quick and start finding opportunities for some good buys. Whether you hunt and fish or you camp, I'm confident that you'll find something that you like at a really good price.
Sounds good. And in conclusion, is there anything else that we should be knowing about Wide Open Spaces?
The community is launching in 3 weeks, so be on a lookout for that. We're going to have a bunch of specials around it with regards to free shipping and discount codes as you sign up and upload your profile. Be a good opportunity to follow your favorite brands and discover some new brands that I think will help you out in the field.
Certainly appreciate your stopping by, letting us know what an advantage it is to be connected with Wide Open Spaces. We've been speaking with Dennis O'Dwyer. He is the co-founder and CEO of Wide Open Spaces, the leading social commerce and content site servicing the hunting and fishing community. And the website of reference, once again, is simply wideopenspaces.com. Dennis, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate it, Eric. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.